So, again, so people understand, these individual computers, about 70 of them, scattered around the entire globe, are spitting out as close to random as one can imagine, practically, I guess, really random numbers. And there is this tendency for the computers to simultaneously, or very nearly simultaneously, take off and become non-random. And that's when the alarms and the gongs and the bells go off, when this, depending on how much non-randomness there is. Now, over these 8 years, it has been studied very carefully. We've looked at very large world events like 9/11, like I'm sure the tsunami, the earthquake, things that have just affected the mind of just about everybody on the globe. What would you summarize as a result so far, Dean?
Well, there have been a total of 199 events of the types that you've mentioned. Of those, 186 are considered formal events, formal in the sense that they're very precisely specified. And some of the others were more vague, so they're dropped from the formal analysis.
Okay.
So of the 186 formal events, the overall odds against chance, as of now, basically, is 50,000 to 1 in favor of order appearing when there shouldn't be any.
Oh, my God. So now you've got some numbers for us. The possibility of these 186 being reflected as however they have been in the project would be about 1 in 50,000.
That's right.
Odds are really starting to tip in our favor here, aren't they?
Well, the odds have fluctuated over time. At one time, they were over a million to one. And then they bounced down, and now they're bouncing back up again. So it's we're beginning to learn now that we have so many different events that some of the events produce a measurable effect and others don't.
Hmm. Is there any pattern to the kind of event that produces a larger reaction?
We think so. For example, one type of event that we might think would produce a reaction, in fact, does not, and that is natural disasters. So people have asked, well, what about the tsunami? The tsunami did not produce a significant result using our standard analysis.
Nor the earthquake that precipitated it?
No. Nor the earthquake. But we've now, this is partially a result of the way that we analyze the data. You know, as I said, that in order to be clear that we're not trying to look for patterns, we use a standard form of analysis that may not be appropriate for each one of these events. And so we've gone back now and looked at 55 events that we call impulse events.
Right.
These are things like earthquakes, terrorist attacks, and so on. They're not planned. They start at a very specific time, and then they persist for some time afterwards.
Yes.
When you look at those events, and by the way, most of those are natural disasters, besides the terrorist attacks, they're mostly natural disasters, which don't tend to give a very interesting result. You can do what's called a cross-correlation analysis, where you look at the moment that the event occurs, like the beginning of an earthquake, and then you slide in time the data, so you slide forward in time, you slide backwards in time, to see if the event has something like a precursor. You know, maybe there's nothing happening at time zero, but if you start going back 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour before the event, maybe there's something happening before.
Right.
Similar to what we saw in 9/11.
Right.
And as it turns out, there is. For these impulse events, the 55 impulse events, there is a precursor, and it kind of looks like a wave, the way the graph is drawn, that's between 2 and 4 hours in advance of the event itself.
That's fascinating.
So it's as a result of many years of analysis and looking at this in new ways that we're beginning to learn what happens in the network based on the kind of event that's coming up.
Now, so that I'm clear, with regard to the tsunami, was there that precursor?
That was an earthquake event and
yes,
part of the impulse, part of the 55 impulse events we looked at. So I don't know specifically for that specific event.
I guess I was going to ask whether it was just sort of human-oriented events. I don't know, like the United States going to war, for example, something that we were all aware of, but still when it happened. or whether in Earth movement type events, geophysical events where humans are not involved, there simply is not the kind of output that you can read.
Well, we have another analysis where the 55 events, by the way, were ones that were registered. We have a registry of these events. But, of course, the earthquake's happening all the time, and we didn't register all of them. So one type of analysis simply looked throughout the entire database for every time there was an earthquake of at least magnitude 7.
Right.
Some of them we got, and some of them we had missed. And for those events as well, these kinds of other impulse events we had missed, they also show these effects.
Huh.
So, which makes it even more interesting, because what we're trying to do is see whether or not we as the analysts are just picking favorable times. You know, we're dealing with a large random walk here.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could somehow psychically or intuitively guess the right kind of event to choose, then maybe we're the result. You know, it's not like we're not creating patterns that aren't there, but we're impressing the pattern somehow through ourselves, and it has nothing to do with the global consciousness. But that kind of argument begins to go away if it turns out that we go to events that we had not considered previously, and they show an effect as well, and that does seem to be happening.
Can you name the kind of event that really has sent it off the charts?
Well, unfortunately, terrorism seems to do a pretty good job.
It does.
One of the largest effects ever was the first event, which were the embassy bombings back in 1998. That turned out to be Al-Qaeda, although we didn't know it yet.
Huh.
Bombs in Yugoslavia, big train crash in India, and then occasionally these large-scale meditations will also produce a big effect.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, these big planned meditations. One of the more recent effects was in Pope John's funeral.
Oh, yes.
That was predicted, and in fact, that got a significant result. And then an almost significant result for Prince Charles's wedding.
Really?
I don't know what to make of that.
Nor do I.
Previously, in Princess Di's funeral was a very large effect also.
Uh-huh.
So it's something like things that attract very large scale of attention by lots of people. Whereas, and unfortunately, negative events tend to do that more often than positive events.